Thursday morning, 7:45. Well, Tricia, what does that mean?
That means it's time for our Fort Knox update with Colonel King. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you?
Really good. Really good.
Good. You guys have a pumpkin patch at the Indoor Aquatic Center.
Yeah, so they do this annual event, very cool. And for folks, you know, a lot of them, it's been a long time since anybody did an event that was really, truly focused on their kids, kind of a family fun event. This is a great opportunity. So it'll be Saturday, October 17th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at the Anderson Indoor Aquatic Center, and it's the annual pool pumpkin patch event. So really what they do is they let a bunch of pumpkins loose, float in the pool, and kids go out and grab one. So swim with the pumpkins, bring one home. Great family event. There will be a lot of games, prizes, decorating stations, things like that. Cost is really just $4 for military-affiliated folks and $4.50 for non-military at the door. Anybody that has an Anderson pool pass is free to come on in and get half off their price. Face coverings are required at all times except for when in the water. And then for more information on that, they can go to the MWR website or the Digital Garrison app.
All right, and you're having crafts and drafts nail art?
Yeah, so interesting event here. It's at the Samuel Adams Brewhouse. It's an opportunity for patrons to create a retro nail art pumpkin while enjoying their favorite cold beverage on Thursday, October 22nd. That's from 5:45 to 8 p.m. This one's a little bit more geared towards the adults, obviously, with the gold beverages involved there. But, you know, folks that are artsy and experts will be on hand to provide step-by-step instructions, make sure that they've got a masterpiece worthy of displaying in their homes when they're done. All the supplies to paint the pumpkins up will be provided. Cost is only $25 per person. Face coverings are required, and all that information is also on the MWR website or the Digital Garrison app.
That sounds really cool. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It really does.
And then you got the activation ceremony. That is coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, so a long time coming, but effective tomorrow, we will be an installation with a three-star core level command here. So we're going to activate tomorrow, 10 a.m. at Fort Knox's Timothy J. Mod Complex. As folks know, that Corps headquarters will have about 600 soldiers. 200 of those will be forward deployed at any given time. But about 1,650 family members have come to the region. We've got about 70% of that force here right now. The rest of them are trickling in this month and next month. We should have about a $60 million economic impact on the region. So incredible opportunity for the region, as well as a great thing for Fort Knox.
Well, we're excited to have more of our soldiers here, and, you know, it'd be great to have people, and we appreciate you guys. So thank you so much for the Fort Knox update.
Thank you all so much. Have a great week, okay?
We are Quixie 98.3.